Welcome to the Startup Pregnant Podcast, where we talk to creative leaders about what it means to be an entrepreneur and a parent. I'm your host, Sarah K. Peck. Hi, everyone. What a week it has been. We are in such an interesting state of chaos in our world, and I don't want to take any of this lightly or treat any of this lightly. There is a lot of serious stuff going on, and I feel so much for everyone who is going through this. I also have the deepest gratitude and respect and just utter empathy for all of the people who are on the front lines of what is happening, for all of the healthcare workers, the nurses, the doctors, the grocery store and food delivery providers, the people working in government institutions at the CDC, all of you out there that are putting in 16 and 20 and 28 hour days right now, working around the clock to address what is going on. I am so thankful for you, and my heart goes out to you, and I am looking and researching all of the ways that we can help support you. Now, the people listening to this show, many of you are, I'm thinking about you because I know so many people are pregnant and expecting, or they are in the middle of fertility treatments that are getting put on pause, or there are people who are suddenly working from home with small children around, thinking that this is complete madness, because it is. And there are people who are small business owners who are suddenly thrust into trying to figure out how to convert absolutely everything into an online offering. So today, what I want to do for all of us is not solve any of these problems. I am a solver as my nature. I am a doer as my leadership style. When I get stressed out and I panic, I go to doing things. And so what I want to share today is actually an antidote to that, or something that can support this. So if you are a doer and a hustler and a creator, and your stress response is to try to do more, or you are in a situation where it's not your stress response that's trying to do more, but it is actually the world, it is the job that you're in the situation that you're in, I want to offer something small and tiny for all of us. And I'll explain how it works. And simply, we are just going to breathe together. Now, if you are doing the dishes or holding children or in the middle of managing the buffering of Zoom calls or wherever you are right now, if it's really, you can't stop and do this, I completely understand. But if you have the chance to listen to this podcast and you can breathe along with me while you are also doing 12 other things, it is still beneficial. So that's what today is. Today is just a breath for all of us because I'm thinking about all of you and going through this alongside all of you. So today's podcast episode is going to be relatively short. My children are about 22 feet away from me in the living room watching some form of television. They were playing camping trip with their dad for a while, and they got out all the blankets and they built a fort, and they were pretending that they were going on a camping trip, which I found hilarious. As many of you know, we are based in New York City. I am based in New York City, and we are under quarantine, as is most of the rest of the country and the world right now. Or at least strongly encouraged to stay home is what's happening. And if it hasn't happened yet for you, it probably will soon. And it is definitely an interesting shift and change, a sudden change for all of us. I have been working from home for the past 4 years, and I've done it more before that. So the transition, the bigger transition is in navigating the co-working schedule with my partner, but he also has worked from home a lot. It's those teeny children, those co-workers, that are really putting a little wrench in these plans, although I'm also grateful to be able to spend a little bit more time with them. If you hear them in the background, or if you hear the noise of children in the background, that's because they are in the background, not far away from me. But we will do our best as we go through this. So today what we're going to do is just take a couple minutes to breathe. And I want to share a practice that I've learned in my yoga practices and from different pranayama or yogic breath work. And it's really helpful if you are generally somebody that struggles with anxiety or depression, or you feel really stressed out, or if you're going through periods of stress in your life. One of the things that I have anecdotally noticed in my own life is that when I don't take enough time to breathe during the day, I have a much harder time falling asleep at night. And when I am stressed, I tend to do unconsciously, I tend to hold my breath. So my abdomen gets really tight, my shoulders get really tight. And if I start to pay attention, I'll notice that I've stopped breathing. I'm holding my breath while I'm working. So for me, I have to consciously try to set times when I focus on my breathing, whether that's going and looking out the window for 5 minutes and just focusing on my breathing. Excuse me. We are also recovering from a cold, as I mentioned on the last episode. So there may be a couple of coughs in the background. All of this is our new normal. Although I do hope the cold goes away soon. So in terms of breath work, it's not just breathing, but it's also deep belly breathing. So it's putting your hands on your lower abdomen and feeling yourself expand your belly and expand all the full circumference of your rib cage to allow the breath to come in and out. And so in today's breath work, I want to share the practice called 4-7-8 breathing. And it is something that can help you really calm your nervous system down, which is so useful for at any time, but also just right now. Now, if you are pregnant and you are listening to this, I do want to add a note of precaution. So the way that I modify this when I teach yoga is that you can follow along to the inhale and the exhale, but don't necessarily do the breath retention. That's the common advice for prenatal yoga teachers. Don't do the holding of the breath, but go ahead and do the inhale and the exhale. And I'll break it down a little bit more. So what we're going to do together is start to breathe in and out on a 4 count. So if you are listening to this, you can listen to it over and over again if you want to. But if you're listening to this, begin to steady your breathing and let yourself exhale everything out. So, and then inhale. And then exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. So what we're doing, inhale, is doing a 4 count breath, and then exhale. So you're going inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. You'll find your own normal as you do this. Keep breathing, even if I'm not instructing you. And your breath work will be different for each person. So some people's natural breath rate will slow down and be a 5 count or a 6 count, or your space, your counting will start to spread out. So you may end up slowing your breath down. But the point of this exercise is to inhale and exhale equal amounts. And you do that for about 1 to 3 minutes. So while I'm talking, you can keep doing this. And that begins to just steady yourself and find a steady state. And then the next thing that we're going to layer on is we're going to layer on a slight amount of extension of the exhale. So when you are breathing in and you're doing a 4 count, you're going to keep doing the same inhalation, but then on your exhale, you're going to make it longer and steadier. So wherever you are right now listening to this, everybody just take a breath in and then let it all out. Sigh it all out. Now we'll begin going inhale, 2, 3, 4, and then you're going to exhale slower. 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everyone relax and continue to breathe on your own pace. Let your breath return to its natural rhythm. So what we're doing here is we are expanding the length of the exhalation. And eventually what you can do is get to a place where you're inhaling for 4 and exhaling for 7 or 8, doubling the length of the exhalation. This is so tremendously beautiful because it helps to calm our entire nervous system down. You will actually feel really relaxed as you go through this. Finally, I'll explain the last one that we can do together. And again, a note for my pregnant women, people who are pregnant or if you have adverse medical conditions, be mindful as you do breath retention. But something that you can do as the next step is what you do is you inhale for 4, then you hold your breath for 7, and then you exhale for 8. So this breath retention has been written about by, his name is Dr. Weil, I believe, and I'll put the link in the show notes, but there's a doctor who writes about this, and his name is Dr. Andrew Weil, and he is the one who is widely known for the 4-7-8 breath work, and people have said that it helps them fall asleep much faster at night. So I'll walk us through some. So if you are listening along and enjoying this practice, then I would recommend that you sit down for this one so you can modify it and do it. If you just want to breathe in and out while you're listening to me because you're enjoying the breath work, follow your own beat and use your rhythm to just do the inhale and the exhale. If you want to try the breath retention and you are listening along, I will count it out for us. Just one important note as you are doing this. If this is your first time doing it, don't do more than 4 cycles for the first time. So try this once or twice, maybe try it 4 times, and then breathe normally. And you can increase your capacity for doing it, but don't try to rush and do this all right away. So here we go. Everyone just inhale and then exhale it out. I like to flutter my lips on the first one. All right, inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep going on your own for a couple more cycles. And then find yourself back to a steady breath, letting it relax and come back to its normal rhythm. Thanks everyone for listening and for trying this out today. If you haven't done breathwork practices before, I am really curious to know how this felt for you. We did this on one of our group calls recently in the Wise Women's Council, and several people told me that they felt like, oh, now I need a nap, which is wonderful, wonderful, right? Like, let's let ourselves relax. Sometimes I do this and then I take a 10-minute rest. And it's one of the most beautiful things for me for working from home. However, that is a little bit up in the air now that the children are also here. If you need to and you want to, you can listen back to this podcast episode over and over again. And what I recommend is that you continue the breath pattern even while I'm explaining things in between. So you can do this like a 6 to 10 minute meditation and do the 4-4 equal breaths, then the 4-6 breaths where we start to lengthen the exhale, and then the retention work. Again, if you are pregnant or expecting or nursing or completely exhausted or you have other medical complications, don't do the retention part. Don't do the holding at the top unless it feels right to you and your body. Instead, continue with the lengthening of the exhale. I hope that this breather is useful to you. I'm thinking about everyone. I am processing it all alongside of you, and I am navigating this new terrain alongside each and every one of us. This is going to be a pivotal moment for all of us in our lives and something we will always remember. This is a defining moment of a generation, and I hope that we can all take a minute to breathe, to reorient ourselves, to recenter ourselves. Please reach out if you are super struggling. Get help. Ask friends for help. Ask family members for help. Reach out to people just to stay in contact while we are in social isolation. And take care of yourselves, everyone.